Howdy-do, buckaroos. This is The After Show. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me is Mike Rose. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good, Kelly. How are you?
Not too bad. I sound a little rough around the edges. I'm actually fine. I'm not sick or anything. We just had some really rowdy karaoke last night. So,
all my rowdy friends are coming over tonight.
Oh, man, did they. yeah.
Which actually reminds me... speaking of karaoke, last night, and I meant to send you a video of this today, and I forgot, went to see The Killers live in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center.
Yeah?
And it was awesome. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, they did it. They had a fantastic show. And so what I like to think of as our song, which is a weird thing to say, but...
but it's not. I mean, I get it.
So. You mean it's not a weird thing or it's not our song? Anyway, not relevant. The song that I sent you for karaoke for your birthday, I guess last year, is a killer song. It's a song when you were young. And
yes.
I forgot that they, like, I'm there the whole show. I'm like, well, there's nothing left. They just have to do, in the encore, they just have to do Mr. Brightside now. There's nothing left. And then there's like, down the big chord at the beginning of When You Were Young. I'm like, oh, right. That's that song. So they did that.
Yes.
It was amazing. It was a great show.
That's awesome. I haven't, like, I've only heard one or two of the new songs and I don't dig them. So I'm glad it was a good show. Well, I don't, but I haven't heard the whole album. And sometimes an album comes out and, like, the songs that they play on the radio aren't the great songs on the album. They're just the ones that they seemed... that seemed like they would be the best ones for the radio. There's a lot of albums that do that. So anyway, yeah, we had super rowdy karaoke last night. A friend of mine 150% committed to Eternal Flame by the Bangles as a country song. And just sang it with like all the twang in his voice he could possibly muster. And I couldn't breathe for the back half of it. I just was laughing so hard. I couldn't even deal. Anyway,
impressive.
So yeah, if you ever get a chance, karaoke is a fun time, not just, but what you have to do is find room style karaoke the way they do it in Japan, mm-hmm. where like you only stand up and act like an idiot in front of people who know you and already have figured out that you're an idiot. And so it's not a big thing. Like you don't have to stand up in front of a bunch of strangers in the bar. So, we do, I have a regular group of people who get together about once a month for karaoke. So if you're ever in Portland and, want to join us for karaoke, let me know. And it's a good time. And it's much nicer to do with your friends. You know, you also get more opportunities because even if you go through everybody, you know, the lap is much smaller than it is all the way around the bar. So it's a lot of fun.
Oh, lap size. That's one of the big considerations when you're out doing this stuff. Yes. Mm-hmm. And if you're and likewise, if you're in New York, you can call me up and we'll go out for karaoke or of course, this is the fallacy of liveness of the podcast, and especially in the case of our show, which can sometimes enter suspended animation during the editing process. but actually, tonight I am guest hosting or guest quiz mastering for a pub quiz in Brooklyn at the Commissioner Bar in Park Slope. So that is why, number one, we're recording
this is a 20-minute show.
20-minute show, abbreviated show. See, maybe people like it. We don't know. But also, number two, why I once again sound like I am recording from the bottom of an industrial threshing machine. Wind tunnel. we're testing out the Boeing airfoils here. That's what we're doing. But yes, I'm at the office. I am with have my headset on. That is the sound that you are hearing. So,
but I do want to point out for people who aren't who don't necessarily know this, like. This is still a way to do a podcast and it's still a thing we're going to release and it's still a thing we're going to put out into the world because it's an overcomable hurdle. Like if your podcast is not interesting, nobody's going to keep listening because you have high production value. And that's a thing that I keep trying to hammer home to people is like, you can do it. You can do it with the headphones that came with your phone, whatever phone it was.
Yep.
If your phone came with headphones, you can use those and that microphone. You can even record a phone call on your phone and just release that as a podcast. It's totally a thing. People will listen to you if you can find the audience for what you're saying. Like people used to love the Talkcast, and as audio quality goes, like it sucked rocks. Like
Gargled. That's like, I believe it was gargling rocks.
It sounded like gargling rocks sometimes. I do know that. So, like, but people listened to us all the time. And, like, I still, every once in a while, get somebody who says something to me about the Tuwa Talk cast. So, I just want to point out, like, yeah, you're going to get this one, and maybe it's not going to be the greatest. But in general, like, you know, I don't know that either of us have spent an exorbitant sum on audio equipment in order to do the show. And yet, for the most part, it sounds great. I mean, at least to me, like when I go sort of spot check through it once it goes live to make sure that everything sounds okay.
It sounds
fine. And you know, like, you can do it too. And I will listen to your podcast.
It's true. You all can do it too. And just because I spent a portion of my children's college tuition on a set of anechoic pajamas and loungewear doesn't mean you have to do that. I just get frustrated when I can't use them. The anechoic loungewear. Speaking of podcasts, and happy new year, happy 2018. Because it is 2018, and because one of the times when I see him is on New Year's Day, I saw Other Kelly. He sends regards. And I know you guys are working through some timeline management or release management on the Blazers cast.
No, it's basically timeline management. I think he's in one timeline and I'm in another timeline. And it sort of feels like he's the doctor and I'm River Song, and we just keep meeting up in opposite directions, but only for a minute.
That's oddly romantic. So Rip City Rejects, what is the name of the podcast? What is the name of the hypothetical, or the podcast that has actually been recorded but not released, is called?
Set Blazers to Stun.
Set Blazers to Stun. Rip City Rejects, I was, you know, high on my list. So Set Blazers to Stun.
Well, the Twitter account is Rip City Kellys.
There we go. That's probably where the confusion is coming from. So
that might be it.
So I bring greetings across the timelines through the TARDIS from Other Kelly.
Let me get my notebook and find out where we are.
No spoilers, sweetie. But also to you, happy 2018. I hope all good things for it, and I hope it's going well so far. In New York, we spent the first good portion of the first fortnight of the new year huddled around flaming garbage cans.
I was going to say each other for warmth.
Yeah, basically, like Running Man style. I mean, it was, I have lived in this metropolitan conurbation for a long, long time. I do not believe I have ever experienced a run of single digit temperatures like we had last week. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. And it was down in, it was like 2 overnight. This last weekend. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday was really, 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 really cold. Our house was really, really cold. Everything was really, really cold. And then on Monday or Tuesday, it went up to 25 and it felt...
And everybody put on shorts.
Yeah, basically, it was board shorts and flip-flops. It felt so warm. And then you'd be outside for a while, you're like, oh, my ears hurt. Like, it's cold. Oh, okay. Mm. It's still cold, but it's not cold. And I got, you know, just in the little bit of a little taste of that I experienced, I have so much, I feel like I have so much more,
insight into Brett Terpstra.
Took the words right out of my mouth. Minnesota's own, and also our Canadian, you know, our Canadian friends north of the border. But anybody who's dealing with that sort of on an ongoing basis, because it is a little bit soul crushing. It's really difficult to deal with.
Yeah, I know. A few times in Eastern Oregon, we would get a stretch, not necessarily even a week, but you know, 4 or 5 days of below zero, and it's just bitter. And I think part of it is because there's no escape. You know, like when it's windy and the wind drops the temperature, you know, it's one thing because if you just get out of the wind, it's not necessarily so bad. But when it's that cold, like there's no escaping it. You know, if you're outside, and a lot of times there's no amount of layers that can help sort of fend that off. So
true. There's nowhere to run from it. Nowhere to run. And in fact, it's the cold is coming from inside the walls. My thing with it is that the worst part of it is when you're trying to go to sleep, and for me, I'm not really particular about sleepwear aside from the anechoic pajamas previously mentioned, but but I don't usually wear like socks or footies or anything like that. It's just not my style. So I'll go to bed and be unable to fall asleep and realize, you know, after a while, the reason I can't fall asleep is that my feet are cold. And so then I'll like go and put on socks retroactively. You'd think I would learn that if it drops below 20 outside, I should probably just go ahead and put on socks, but doesn't seem to have registered. So
you need to set up IFT like I have.
That's a
similar
good idea
to mine, because I have one for, because I can't always tell like when the, depending on the day, I have one for windows. So I can't always tell. I'm having like the opposite problem, which I'm solving with IFT. And that is I hook up to the weather channel in IFT. And then when the temperature hits 71 degrees, I get a text message that says, go close the windows. And when the temperature hits 69 degrees, I get a text message that says, go open the windows. And the best part of this is that because I live in Portland, I don't have to worry about it the rest of the time. I don't get these messages when I don't need them, because unless we get an unexpected wave of warm weather, which doesn't ever happen, the text messages just never go off because nothing ever hits those temperatures when I don't need the windows to be open. So it's fine. So I use them because at some point I work from home. And so at some point during the day, it's going to hit that point where I need to close the windows, but I need to keep them open as long as possible because we don't have an air conditioner. So I use it for go close the windows. So what you need is something that checks the temperature at like 9 p.m. or something and then says, like, if it's going to be this, you know, go put on socks. Because you can customize the text message, so you can have it tell you whatever you want.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how often I need that as a reminder, although it's tempting. I mean, I could actually, it would be fun to do that with IFT and have it, you know, have it be a text message saying, you know, just like socks, and that's all it says. Just like one announcement is like, or actually send it as an Alexa notification. So all of a sudden the smart devices start going socks, socks, socks. And my family won't know what to do about it. I did.
That would be awesome. I forgot you could hook it to Alexa, and now I'm just thinking of all kinds of diabolical things I can make her say for no good reason. So I can just make Mr. Kelly do something really weird. That would be hilarious.
You can't make her talk out loud. I mean, not the way you can with a SSH session to a Mac. You can't. Oh. You can fire a notification that will show as the yellow light, and then you have to say, you know, Alexa,
what is it?
What's my notification? Because, I mean, unless it's a call, there's ways you could do it. But long story short, yes, this is something I definitely need. there's now the Things to Do app now supports IFT through an email connector, so I could do that.
Oh, hey.
And I finally got a critical mass of Hue bulbs so that I have, at least one room where I can say, you know, Alexa, living room.
You have to say Echo Base.
I'm not saying Echo Base. It's not happening.
Echo Base.
Nope.
It's a Star Wars reference, and you're not tripping everybody's podcast majiggers if they're listening to it where she can hear them.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, podcast majiggers. Anyway, so it's time for shout-outs. No, close, but not quite.
Before we get there, just write down wherever it is you write down these sorts of things, however you write them down. Maybe it's with a pen. We can do a whole show on Hue bulbs now that you have enough that we can talk about them and what sorts of things of consequence you can do with those.
We're gonna cover that. And there's actually there's Hue Labs now, so it's the recipes that aren't ready for prime time, which is a funny thing when you think about it, that there is like you can make your lights do things that aren't actually supported. Like do Christmas lights and do slow fades or do randomized security turn on, all sorts of stuff. Yeah.
They're pretty awesome. I want to talk for just a second before we get to shout outs about something that has been making me very happy lately, like your Hue Lights and Hue Labs have, and that is micro.blog. And so I'm going to put the disclosure out there first. The community manager at micro.blog is Jean McDonald, who is my friend, who is the founder of App Camp for Girls, who I've known for many, many years. And so I just want to put that out there. This has nothing to do with my knowing her or anything like that. It has to do with Twitter turning into what Twitter is now. And I feel like it's not necessarily as fun as it used to be. It's not as interesting as it was when I signed up 11 years ago. So I've been sort of looking for another way to kind of scratch that itch of like getting to communicate with those people and sort of have other sorts of conversations with people that I don't normally interact with because they're not my coworkers. I don't have them in a Slack where I can already talk to them or something. So and I don't dig Facebook for a bunch of reasons. That's a whole other show. Mm-hmm. That's a whole other podcast, why Kelly thinks Facebook sucks. I've been using micro.blog to do this, and it's very interesting in the way it's set up. I know we don't have a bunch of time to go into the technical details, so I'm just going to say it's basically like, in broad strokes, it's like if you owned all of your Twitter content because you were posting it from your own website, and it just happened to go to this it also happens to go to this place that aggregates all these other people's feeds at the same time, and you can go read what other people have to say as well. And it's been really fun. It's been really interesting. It reminds me a lot of app.net, which was a place I had great affection for before it finally shut its doors. And Matt and Reese, who does the Core Intuition podcast, and it was one of the people behind app.net, built Microblog and hired Gene as the community manager for it. And I went over and I checked it out, and it's still very new. It's a little rough around the edges. Like, it doesn't have a lot of the stuff that has evolved into being on Twitter, because Twitter's been around a lot longer, obviously. And they're also being very particular about things they implement, because once you implement something, you can't really take it away.
Yeah.
So it's been really interesting to sort of get set up and kind of moved in over there. And it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So far, I really enjoy it. And in fact, I mentioned on there, like, it would be great if there was a way I could search for all the app.net people that I used to know over on app.net, or people who are my Twitter, people I follow on Twitter, who might be here as well. And so one of the people there was like, let me just whip up this directory and you can go list yourself, and then other people can go there and look and they can find you. Like, are you, you know, which network was it that I knew you on? And then I can go follow you on Microblog. And so it's been super fun. You do have to pay for it, which is one thing that I think is going to help both sustain it and make it a network where a lot of the stuff that I find not fun on Twitter maybe won't happen, because there's actual money behind it. You do have to pay for it. So it's been really fun. I'm Verso over there, just like I am on Twitter. And if you go to Microblog and follow me, and I will probably follow you back. And we can have a really interesting conversation over there. And it reminds me really a lot of the early days of Twitter. And it reminds me of app.net, both of which I have enjoyed. So that's a thing that's awesome. And one last thing I want to put out into the world so we can shout out is I got a ukulele for Christmas.
What?
Yes. Because what? I was crazy enough to put it on my wish list and do this ridiculous thing of like, I got to play the ukulele at Dub a couple of years ago. I went and I played on stage with James Dempsey and the Breakpoints. I got to be a conditional Breakpoint, but I had to borrow the uke in order to do it. And so I was, you know, I really miss it. Playing it was fun. Learning to play it was fun. I want to learn. And so I went, and of course the Wirecutter has a guide on buying a decent uke. And so I took one of their recommendations and I put it on my wish list, and my mom bought it for me for Christmas. So I have one, and I've played almost every day in 2018. And so far, like, I really enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. And if you go look up Axis of Awesome 4 chords, that's where I'm at right now.
That's a good place to be. I mean, you better to be on the Axis of Awesome than on the orthogonal Axis of Suck.
Well, they are they're a fantastic band from Australia who went, did you know that, like, you can play a lot of songs if you know these 4 chords? And then they proceed to do so. and you will end up falling down the axis of awesome rabbit hole, and I don't want to rescue you because I've been down it, and it's a delightful place, and I have like a couple of their records now. They're pretty awesome, and their songs always make me happy. They have a whole like metal song about Game of Thrones that says, I read the bleeping books. Like, that's the chorus. But they don't bleep it. And it's really funny. And he's like, winter's been coming for like 15 years. You know, yeah. It's very, very funny. So, anyway. Those are excellent. Those are some more excellent things. There you go. Go and enjoy them and tell me what you think.
Go and enjoy them. Tell Kelly what you think. Micro.blog and also Access of Awesome. Not Access of Awesome, which is how I wrote it down originally. Access. I like Access of Evil, and Access of Awesome. Yeah.
Yes. And if you have tips, if you are a person who plays the uke or has like tips for learning and stuff, I would like to get better at it than I am. And I'm going to keep trying to play for a little while every day. And if you have tips for that or, you know, gear or whatever, absolutely, please let me know.
This is a good tip. If you have ukulele tips, send them to Kelly. If you have suggestions for me for staying warm, like warm socks you like wearing to bed, because I'm an old person, send them my way. One other thing before we go to shout outs, I just wanted to thank everybody for sticking with us in 2017. We are, you know, we're working on releasing shows more often. We're glad to be here with you. But we also need feedback from people who do listen and enjoy the show on what you want to hear more of, what you want to hear less of.
Yes, please.
What regular features you would like to hear. And at this point, we must move to shout outs. An extremely brief show.
Hi, you are Chris Fuller, hello.
Hello, Chris Fuller. Hello, Info Driveway. Hello, Tony Walla. Hello, Kelly O'Coin. Hello, Javi.
Hi, Phone Boy.
Hi, Phone Boy. Hey, Lenny. And hi to everybody.
Oh, yes. Hi, Lenny. I totally forgot about Lenny. Hi, Lenny.
We're looking forward to 2018, cautiously looking forward to 2018.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm going to be optimistic about it. I'm trying to sort of, a while ago I was, listening again, cause I do this regularly. I was watching Say Anything and listening to the director's commentary on it. And one of the things that has always stuck with me about, what Cameron Crowe and John Cusack have said about that movie is that Lloyd Dobler is optimism as an act of revolution. And that really resonated with me. So that's a thing I'm going with. Like, I have sort of cheerleadery tendencies and I'm just going to work with that. So that's why I'm like, you can start a podcast. I promise. Like, you probably have all the gear you need in order to start a podcast. And if you have something interesting that you want to say out there in the world where other people might find it interesting, then do it. And, you know, if you have the idea for the thing that you want to do, I'm going to tell you, yes, go do that. So I'm going to try and go with that this year. That's sort of where I'm headed. Optimism as an act of revolution.
I like that as a motto. And I also am an incredible fan of that movie. To the point that my wife does not understand, has never understood really what I see in it. But I love Say Anything so much. It's a little embarrassing.
Well, and then there's me, where my laptop sticker is Lloyd Dobler with his arms up in the air, but he's holding up the Apple logo on my laptop.
Love it.
Because it's the best movie. And like, people used to go up, John Cusack has said in interviews that people used to go up to him and go, are you Lloyd Dobler? And he always said, on my best days, yes. Right?
My best self.
Yes, he's so great. Okay, so yes, I love John Cusack. Hi, John Cusack. I totally know you're not listening, and I don't care, because someday maybe you are, and in that case, hi. So,
and I don't want to buy anything sold or purchased, and I don't want to...
I don't want to buy anything sold or processed, sell anything bought or processed, or process anything sold, bought or processed. I don't want to do that.
Just plan it to hang with your daughter.
Tune in next week when Mike and I recreate the first 20 minutes of Say Anything, because you know that's totally going to happen.
We could do a whole podcast where one of us is doing lines from Say Anything and the other one is doing lines from Gross Point Blank, and we'll make it make sense.
Yes! Yes! And, like, that's
a lot of editing.
That's my side my sort of sly reference whenever I post cocktails on Instagram. That's why it always says, "You're a handsome devil. What's your name?"
Of course. Because of course.
Yes. And every once in a while, I will say to somebody in conversation, you know, "I killed the president of Paraguay with a fork. How have you been?" And
you get dental with, like, that?
You know, you know, if you're in the right room, like, yeah, that's how you know you're in the right room.
Where are all the good men dead? In the heart or in the head? I'll tell you what I have to wrap with on this, because it is astonishing to me, and so many years later, how well that movie holds up. It's a sick movie. It's a funny movie. But it's a deeply romantic movie driven almost entirely by the nearly tactile chemistry between Minnie Driver and John Cusack. I mean,
if they were reading the phone book, it would be a riveting film.
It is like, it's a casting. There's a casting level of expertise with that film where just like, and at the time, I mean, Minnie Driver was well known, and she had done Muriel's Wedding and or whatever. Like, I always confuse her with Toni Collette at that point early in her career. I think it was Muriel's Wedding.
Yeah.
Anyway, but she'd been around, but I don't think she really had the American audience romantic lead thing.
Right, but she was the girl in Good Will Hunting. That was like all she had at that point. And so I don't believe this was so much casting expertise as much as it was alchemy.
Yeah, it's insane. If you've not seen Gross Point Blank, I have to imagine the Venn diagram of our listeners and people who have seen and love Gross Point Blank is like a just off center lunar eclipse circle. Yes. Venn diagram. There can't be, maybe there's one of you who's not, and if you are that person,
if you are that person, I will loan you my copy.
I will send you my DVD. I'll send you my VHS tape. But if you're that person, let us know, and we'll have you on the show and talk about it after you see it. Give us your review of Gross Point Blank. Incredible, fantastic movie. This is our recommendation for the week, folks. We got to go. Kelly, where can the people find you?
Mostly you can find me on Microblog these days. You can also find me occasionally on Twitter. I'm actively not there as much. You can find me on Twitter as Verso. You can also find me on micro.blog as Verso. Depending when we get this out the door, you can hear me on a current or a recent episode of Clockwise with Dan Morin. And you can occasionally hear me on the Mac Observer Daily Observations podcast. I pop up from time to time on other shows on the Incomparable Network. And you can also hear me when Don and I finally get things going again. You can hear me do the Westworld podcast, Greetings from the Uncanny Valley, over on the Incomparable Network as well.
And you can find me on Twitter at Mike T. Rose. You can find me on a recent episode of the Mac Observer's Background Mode podcast, which was a lot of fun to record. And
so good.
You can find us all on iTunes. Find the show at aftershowpodcast.com and on the Twitters at @_aftershow. My name is Mike. My partner is Kelly. We're so glad to have been with you, and we will see you again next time.